Baby, come stuff my turkey. I'm aching for a side of beef. There's a sale at the fish market. It ain't Thanksgiving without the meat. I wanna put that pig in a blanket, and I'm warming up the apple pie. If you wanna get a little fruity, I'll feed you grapes right off the vine. Thanksgiving is the best time of year. Wash it down with some tang and a beer. Nibble on my juicy thighs, and don't forget to drop a nut in the pie. Oh, Thanksgiving is good. I want a banana split. You can eat a peach for hours tonight. I'll suck the corn right off the cob. You'll get a watermelon sugar high. My ham needs a good glazing. Macaroni needs a stirring in the pot. I got an all-you-can-eat kind of spread, and I think you're gonna like it a lot. Thanksgiving is the best time of year. Wash it down with some tang and a beer. Nibble on my juicy thighs, and don't forget to drop a nut in the pie. Oh, Thanksgiving is good. I'm thankful every day for the way your sausage tastes. I could sit and count my blessings, or sit my roast beef on your face. Thanksgiving is the best time of year. Wash it down with some tang and a beer. Nibble on my juicy thighs, and don't forget to drop a nut in the pie. Oh, Thanksgiving is good.
Welcome to the Nerds Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Ginnert, alongside Brandon Valentine.
Hello, hello.
Oh, I know Thanksgiving's over, but we haven't been back since Thanksgiving was.
No, we haven't.
And after the pre-Thanksgiving episode, I realized that I knew we didn't start with Adam Sandler, but we'd mentioned that we were going to end with it, and I did not.
And no, you didn't.
And then I came across that fucking gem.
Yeah.
And gem it is. That's Jed Geraldine Comedy is the name of her YouTube page. And it's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking fantastic. So
that was pretty good, actually.
I thought we would open with that and then talk about our Thanksgivings. I know you traveled up here.
I did. Went up there, got to see the baby and, you know, the kids and everything else. So, I mean, it was nice. I mean, it was cold. It was cold and stupid, but
cold. Cold. I'll tell you about cold later. It wasn't fucking cold.
No. It's great here. It's nice and what is it? What's it? Oh, it's 69 right now.
Yeah, it's 56 here.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
For this time of year, I mean, it's December. It's 56 fucking degrees, you know.
Yeah.
It's 5 to 7 inches of rain today, but
that's what I've been seeing on Facebook.
Yeah, they got a bunch of streets closed down in Kent right now, and if there's if it's 4-lane road, you might as well stay in the middle lanes because the outside lanes are fucking just, you know, 6 inches deep. And well, good. Food good, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, it was. You know, I had my ham as usual.
I had no ham.
That's all we had. We had no, I mean, there was potatoes and deviled eggs and everything else. But I mean, for me, it was ham just because, you know, it was pretty much my family. And that's all we've ever really done. So we had fun. My daughter's an alcoholic, but that's okay. It was fun.
Well, apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
No, it doesn't. I love my daughter, but man, she can, I think she can outdrink me now.
Yeah. Well, we're getting older.
By a lot.
We're getting older. She may slow down.
She might. She might.
Good. Good. Oh.
Well, yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was, like I said, it was good to see the baby. You know, she's getting older. She's getting, I mean, just turned a year old, and she's loud just like her mom. She yells a lot. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I got to meet the grandbaby.
I saw that. That was good.
So that was pretty awesome. You know, we got my mom out of the house and got her to my sister's. She did fall, I guess, when they got her home. But
not good.
No. Son of a bitch.
What's that?
My foot slipping on this linoleum, and I almost fell out of my fucking chair.
I know, it was almost hilarious.
Oh, if only we record, like, video recorded.
Yeah.
And my phone's on the fucking ground, and
I've started doing that on, like, you know, some of the other podcasts, but it's a pain in the ass. It's just more shit to, I mean, I don't edit, so, yeah.
Yeah, and neither do we.
Just, I don't do that. Yeah. So that could be fun, I mean, and they could see our ugly faces.
But, I mean, honestly, outside of pressing record on the Zoom here, I've got no clue.
That's pretty much all I do. But like I said, I have somebody else does most of it for me.
So I've got no clue at all. But
yeah, it's not my thing.
That was almost bad. Jesus Christ.
Shit. That was almost hilarious. What are you talking about?
Shit strewn all over the fucking place.
As I said, almost hilarious.
Almost isn't enough. No,
that's what she keeps telling me.
Thanksgiving was good. Typical in-laws, sister's house, home. Football was football. Stupid.
It's one of those things. I mean, at least they looked better than they have the last couple weeks.
Not on Thanksgiving, they didn't. We're still talking Thanksgiving. Right?
That was the Dallas game, wasn't it?
No. Dallas was just as fast. Oh, no, that was a 49ers game. That was a 49ers game.
Yeah, that wasn't.
Yeah.
That's another good.
No, we had to watch Dallas win. Right? They won.
Yeah.
And then.
They did.
And then we had to watch Seattle lose.
Yeah.
And, yeah, football was dumb that day.
It was. It was.
Football was a little bit better Thursday, like you said.
It was. I mean, they were playing good. I mean, the umpires, the refs were having a great day. I mean, they just, you know, freaking got in a workout with their arms throwing out those yellow flags for fucking.
And I probably would have been pissed or more pissed or whatever if they weren't throwing them at both teams.
And that's it. I mean, it wasn't just Seattle. I mean, it was pretty much either one. I mean, Dak or Geno, either one of them said a hike, and they fucking started throwing yellow flags.
Yeah, and I thought a lot of calls that went both ways were just bullshit. Like, let them play fucking football, you know?
Yeah, let them play football. I mean, it was one of those things. I mean, I don't know if it really would have changed the outcome of the game in any way on the calls, but, I mean, it just would have made the game more enjoyable to watch. Even the announcers, like, seriously, again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was pretty shitty in that regard. And I think what pissed me off about this Thursday against the Cowboys is that I'm watching the game and I'm not thinking how shitty our defense is doing. Like, I'm seeing some good plays. You know, we stopped them in the red zone a few times where they had to kick field goals. And, like, and then all of a sudden you look up and it's fucking, they got 42 points and you're like, there's no way our defense played so shitty but to give up 42.
It didn't seem like it at all.
Yeah.
It did not seem like they did.
No. I don't care what sport you talk about. If there's a Seattle Major League team, right, I swear to God we have all of these shitty records. We're the first team to ever not punt, score 35 points, and lose a game. Mm-hmm. Although, I did see New England broke one of those records that I'm shocked the Seahawks didn't hold. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that one.
Lost three games in a row and scored less than 10 in all three. First time since 1938. They lost to the Chargers this weekend, 6-0. Can you imagine spending NFL dollars? I don't even care which team you're a fan of. I would have been pissed if I was a Charger fan. Well, I am a Charger fan. But if I would have spent money to go watch a 2-field goal game, like, I've seen MLS soccer score more points than that game did.
Yeah, that's pretty pathetic.
So when I heard that, I was like, oh, my God, the Seahawks don't have that record? Like,
yeah.
I'm kind of shocked.
I am, too. I mean, it's one of those things. I mean, it was, like I said, though, I mean, at least this Thursday, they woke up. That freaking first DK freaking touchdown was amazing. But, I mean.
Did you see the stat on that?
What, 22 miles an hour or 22, something?
Like, yeah, like 22.3 fastest touchdown since 2020.
Yeah.
You know, that's insane.
I mean, you knew he was gone, though. I mean, the second you saw the open field in front of him, you're like, nobody's catching him.
Within two steps. After he caught the ball within two steps, you knew the afterburners were coming on, and the only guy who has a chance in the NFL to catch him is a wide receiver for the Miami Dolphins, so he wasn't on the field.
Yep. Can you imagine if we got Tyreek and DK together on a team?
So I'll be honest with you. I would not be surprised if DK is not gone this year, traded at like during the draft.
I'm hoping he's not, but
I think he's... I've noticed Carroll get upset with him. Like, Carroll's normally, you know, be yourself, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But he gets a lot of stupid penalties. He's kind of becoming like Dennis Rodman.
He is a little bit, but actually, if you really watch the last couple games, he hasn't been.
Wait.
And one of the things that I've noticed, and you can see it, is the sign language.
Yeah.
He's learned sign language so that he can smack talk and say stuff where he's not going to get in trouble because nobody knows what he's saying because he's saying it with his hands.
But most of the shit that he gets in trouble for isn't saying shit.
It's pushing.
It's the after whistle bullshit, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's cost the team a lot of yards this year.
It has, but like I said, if you really look, it's been probably 3 or 4 games since that's happened.
Yeah, and we'll
see.
I think
something's changed. I think Pete or somebody got to him. And basically, I think that's probably the conversation they had. They're like, look, you're doing okay on the field, but if you keep doing this, we can't.
But the way I look at it, right, is DK third year or fourth year?
I think he's third.
Okay, so they only have one more year until that rookie option pops up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think they're really high on Jaxon Smith-Njigba. I think they're high on Bobo.
I like Bobo. I got his jersey.
And I think they still have Lockett at an undervalued price for what he is and his stats and everything. And I don't see Lockett coming and going, I need more money, I need more money, where I think DK is going to try to suck every last cent out of the Seahawks again.
Yeah, I could see that.
Or leave anyways.
I could see that. I could see that, and I think it might be one of those things that I could see him wanting to go somewhere where it's a more explosive, aired out offense than what we have.
Well, it's going to be that next year when we draft Michael Penix Jr.
God, I hope so.
Yeah, but
that guy looks amazing. But I mean, it's one of those things I could see. And I will say this: I do love Bobo. I got his jersey. Amber got me his jersey and gave it to me early for my birthday, and I wore it on the flight back to Seattle. You know, because we flew back on Thanksgiving. And I will tell you, it was amazing walking down the aisle how many people are like, more Bobo.
I love him, man. The dude is just, he's something fun.
Yeah, Amber was cracking up because it was fist bump after fist bump of people were like, more Bobo. Mm-hmm. The second they saw the jersey, I'm like, yeah.
And I never see that guy kind of becoming that money prima donna. Mm-hmm. And I never see that guy getting lazy because, you know, he's not guaranteed a spot next year.
No, he's got to work.
He's still an undrafted rookie, similar to Doug, right? Doug became Angry Doug and worked very hard every fucking year to stay in this NFL. put mm-hmm. his shit on the line, so much so that he had such a shortened career.
Yeah. You know? I could see him being like a Doug.
Without the angry, way, right? He's going to be happy Bobo instead of angry gonna, Doug.
I think he's a mix of Doug and Wilson.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson.
Luke.
Or Zook, Luke. Why did I say Zach? Zach's the wrong Wilson. Not that Wilson. Luke Wilson. So
at least
yeah.
you didn't say Brian.
Yeah, but definitely Luke Wilson and Doug. I think he's a mix of those two, where he's got like Luke Wilson's kind of personality that just like happy, woohoo, but Doug's like grind and just go.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, like I said, I could see it. And I won't be disappointed either way, because I was a huge Dennis Rodman fan, probably my second favorite basketball player of all time. But at the same time, I get that, you know, I didn't have to worry about Rodman hurting my basketball team because he wasn't on my basketball team.
Yeah.
So I loved him from afar, just watching him stir shit up and everything else, where, you know, yeah. now DK is hurting my football team.
But like I said, I could see, I mean, it seems like I'm hoping that this year is going to, he's going to grow, because it kind of seems like he has been over the last few games anyway. But of course, now that I say that, Sunday he's going to do something completely stupid. But
now, is he doing it to help the Hawks, or is he doing it to help his stock for that big time contract?
I don't know. And that's a good argument. I mean, who knows, one way or the other. It could be either way.
You know, because if you're getting 45 yards and personal fouls every game and fined every other week and everything else, you know, that team looking to sign, you know, isn't going to give you max dollar.
No.
You know, and so you'll have to play on a 1 year to prove you can be good. And these guys don't like that 1 year, because that 1 year could be their last.
Yeah.
So, you know, is yeah. what it is. I wasn't going to get into football, but I guess we were there, so we might as well hit the fantasy shit up. And then I'll do some pissing and moaning about somebody in our fantasy league.
I lost.
I know, and I did not.
I lost.
I won. You lost. You're still in first. I am not. Nobody yeah. has clinched a playoff spot yet. I am one game out of the playoffs. And I beat the team ahead of me this week, America's team. If he loses next week and I win, we'll have the same record, but I will have more points than him because I'm 100. He would have to outscore me by 100 points next week.
Yeah.
And if that happens and I get in, or if Chris Jr. loses, you know, he's only, I've got him beat by 3 points right now. And if he loses, there's a possibility that the two hosts and commissioners of this league are both in the playoffs at the same time.
No, that could be fun.
And we are, what, this is our fifth season into this, I think? Fourth season into this?
I think so.
And we've yet to have both of us in the playoffs? Did you go to the playoffs last year?
I think I did, and I think I lost.
Okay. And I did not, but I won the first two seasons. So, I mean, we got a possibility. And right now, the longest win streak in our league is Tosh on a 3-game win streak. And she got out of the cellar by beating below average Joe, who's on the league's longest losing streak at 5. And in dead last place. And that's who I want to bitch about, is old Joe Somomo.
What did Joe do?
He lived. I don't know why. I don't know why I let this bother me, but it bothers me. He's from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You watch his feed all this past weekend, and it was everything Huskies. Yet you get into professional sports, and his favorite football team is the Green Bay Packers. He wants nothing to do with the Seahawks. His favorite baseball team is the Yankees and the Dodgers. No Mariners. His favorite hockey team, and now don't get me wrong, if you were a hockey fan and you had to pick a team, you know, and you're been alive quite a while, you know, 30 plus years for old Joe Simomo there, that if you were a hockey fan growing up, you had to pick a different team. We didn't have one.
Yeah, we didn't have one.
But it's the Chicago Blackhawks. So it's not even like he's picked a city. It's like he's picked these big popular bandwagons and has jumped on them.
I think what it is you've got the Packers because he likes to be packed.
You've got the
Yankees because he likes to yank. And he likes the Black Cocks, not the Black Hawks. So I think that's where we're going, where it is. So.
Don't tell me you're not good at roast. You came up with that right on the spot. Look at that.
Sorry.
Fucking zingers all around. And if he ever goes to jail, he'll be a Dodger.
Yep.
Whoa. Too many dicks flying at me. Too many Black Cocks. Too many Black Cocks trying to pack me or wanting me to yank them.
Yep.
Oh, no, it drives me nuts, man.
Yeah, and I've got another. I have a friend like that who's a Dallas Cowboys, Yankees, and what? Oh, Lakers. And it's like, he's our age, so it's like, okay, so you picked every team that had a dynasty when we were in freaking college, in high school.
And that's what I get the feeling, right? As a kid, when he first got into sports, he went, well, fuck, the Seahawks suck. Ah, fuck, the Mariners suck. Ah, fuck, you know. And went, oh, look, Seahawks sucked in the early 90s. Guess who didn't? The Green Bay Packers. They had Brett Favre. They were going to playoffs, winning Super Bowls. That's who I'm going to go with. Oh, the Yankees? Yeah, they were a dynasty in the 90s. That's my team. Mm-hmm.
And that's what there's a few people like that. And, you know, that it's they pick those teams that were good when they were, you know, when they were in high school in their formative years. And for us, it's like, yeah, we're Seattle fans.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. I have other teams I like. I'm from San Diego, so I've always been a Padre and Charger fan, you know. But they suck too, so it's not like I jumped on a good bandwagon.
And you like disappointment, so you like the Buffalo Bills.
Always have.
Like I said, disappointment. What, three in a row?
Four. And we don't talk about it.
That's right, it was four in a row.
Yeah. Giants, all to the NFC East too. Giants, Washington, Dallas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wide right, 30-point loss. Yeah. So, fuck them. I still like the fucking Bills. Love Josh Allen, man.
See, it's like I said about the Seahawks. So the Seahawks this season have been like, you know, like marriage. A lot of excitement with disappointment at the end.
Yeah. Really, I just think we learned that Geno last year had a career year.
Mm-hmm.
And although Geno's not on the Jets starting quarterback bad, like where he was drafted and shit, he's still Geno Smith.
Yeah. He's still a mediocre. I mean, when the game's on the line, he does stand up and he goes for it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it pays off, sometimes it doesn't, but you know, he goes for it.
I like him. He's not one of those shitty quarterbacks where you're just like, yeah, get this guy the fuck out of here.
No.
Like, if we had to go another season with Geno, I would hope we'd improve our defense a little bit and give him. I think he's got the offensive weapons. It does suck that Walker's out right now, you know.
Because if you had both Walker and Charbonnet, you saw when they had them both on the field what we could do.
Well, I also saw when they had them both on the field and then stopped running. The coaching's been pretty abysmal this year, too.
Yeah. The offensive, and I think that's part of it too. It's not just Geno. I think it's the offensive calls. Some of those offensive calls, it's like we were running and we were winning. Why did we suddenly go away from the running and go to just a passing game?
Yeah.
You know, it's like when something's working, why go away from it?
Not only that, but our identity has always been a run first team and pretty even, you know, by the end of the game, run pass.
Yeah.
But now it's run once. Let's try passing five times with four of those being play action. That fools nobody because we haven't ran the fucking ball yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I think that's more my frustration with this season.
And I think that's what it is too. Is I think last year it was a lot more of the run and then let Geno air it out. Mm-hmm. And this year it's been a whole different game plan. And I think last year's, I mean, once again, if it's working, why go away from it?
Yeah, I don't get it either, but it is what it is. We can transfer now to college sports because my team's in the playoffs.
They are.
Your team lost their starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Awesome. Enough said.
I mean, the Huskers are having a great year. But you have to admit, at least the Cougars gave them a run for their money. Well, they didn't just lay over and take it.
Every single team for the last, like, 6 weeks has given them a run for their fucking money.
They've earned those wins.
Since that first Oregon game that was back and forth, and then we won on that last second field goal. Or was it that? No, the Cougars who we beat the last second field goal.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, he kicked that field goal, beat the Cougars 20 minutes later in the locker room, and they gave him a scholarship.
Yeah. That's awesome.
But anyways, that Oregon game, before that, we were beating teams by double digits. And then that Oregon game, and then all of a sudden we played Arizona, and we beat them by like four. And we played, you know, everything else was single digits after that and down to the wire. And even the last Oregon game. And I'll be honest, I went into the Pac-12 championship expecting to lose. Like, I was already preparing we had a hell of a season, though. You can't take that away from us. Like, we lost to a pretty fucking spectacular team in Oregon.
Yeah.
I was already preparing my excuses. And
a lot of people were.
You know, we fucking got the W. But I think the big kicker, what do you think about Alabama being in the fucking playoffs?
I don't know. The biggest problem that I find is it really does seem like they beat out Florida only because Florida had an injury.
Yeah.
So it wasn't about the record. It wasn't about how they did throughout the season. It was more about what is going to get us the better game that's going to get us better ratings and more money.
But they beat three people with that quarterback out.
I know.
Including the ACC championship. I think that's the conference they're in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it really seems like that's, you know, from everything that I've read and looked at, that's the reasoning is because they felt that, oh, without him, it's just not going to be they're not going to be as competitive. So we're going to let Alabama in.
All right. Now you got to let me know. January 1st. Are we confident to wear a purple and gold jersey? Or are you going to be hooking them horns?
I'll wear the purple before I wear the horns.
Oh, not an answer I was expecting, actually. I'm not sure which one I'm more mad at now. I think you froze on me. Yeah, I'm shocked by that, to be completely honest with you.
Ooh, there
you are. You there?
Yeah, now you're back.
What? Brandon Valentine, are you there?
I'm just...
Oh,
I've always said that I'm a Cougar fan.
I don't know what's going on. Internet problems, like we mentioned earlier in the show. 5 to 7 inches of rain here in the Pacific Northwest, so we're getting a little fuckery with that. But he's popped back on now.
There you are. There you are.
I may shut the camera off.
Like I've always said about the Huskies, I'm a Husky fan except for when they're playing for the Cougars, playing against the Cougars.
See, I didn't know
and
that.
I mean, I do live down here now, but still, I mean.
I think college is different, right?
Yeah.
Like, I would still expect you to be a Seahawks fan, but I would expect you to adopt. If you adopt Dallas, you're dead to me. But adopt the Houston Texans.
I'll adopt the Texans and Stroud and everything. I mean, I like the Texans, but I mean, Dallas, multiple reasons. One, it's Dallas, and nobody in their right mind likes Dallas.
Yeah.
You have to be like, you know, a complete asshole to like Dallas. And then it's Dallas. They're in our division. So it's like, why can't be an Astros fan? They're in the Mariners division.
Yeah, what are you going to do for baseball? Because you can't be a Rangers fan either.
No, I can't. It's like, that's just one of the things that, it's what was so funny is when they were playing, the Rangers in Houston were playing the playoffs. Everyone's like, which one are you going to root for? I'm like, oh, Houston, because I can't root for the Rangers. I mean, the only ones I hate worse than Houston is the Rangers.
Yeah. Yeah, at least you can go, because we're old enough to go, Houston was never in our division, like,
no,
until, you know, a handful of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason...
And we've always hated the Rangers.
Yeah. And I mean, really, I was always an Astros liker because of Nolan fucking Ryan, right? Back in the day. And it killed me when he went to Texas, when he went to the Rangers. Because, and then, I mean, if you think about it too, like back on those teams, right? You had Nolan Ryan, but then coming up, you had Craig Biggio, who was, I loved Craig Biggio. You had Jeff Bagwell. You had the Royd Master at third base, Ken Caminiti. You know, you had fun players to watch. And when they came to our division, I was honestly, I've had some memories pop up on Facebook. And when they came to our division, I was like, finally, somebody the Mariners can fight for last place with.
Mm-hmm.
And then they fucking went off. And the Mariners are still fucking in last place. They'll be in last place for the history of fucking ever, ever.
Yeah.
They just traded away half their fucking team for nothing.
Yeah, I saw that.
Fucking piles of shit.
But I'm sure they saved a bunch of money.
They have the Cy Young winner from the National League who's from Seattle, who wants to come home, and there's been no even conversation with him yet. And he has said, he did whatever the, whatever they do at Husky Stadium before each game, kind of like raising the 12th man flag at Lumen, or Lumen, I guess. He was there. He was asked. He's like, I'm just waiting for him to come get me. Like, and it's, I don't know, the people we traded away, they're not even like money savers, right? They're, I mean, Jared Kelnick is still on his rookie deal. And the trade, they still have like 4 years left on that rookie contract shit. Yeah. None of this makes any fucking sense to me at all.
No.
You know what it feels like? It feels like Steven's offering these, like he does in fantasy football.
Oh, yeah. These fucking trades you've ever heard of?
Anybody with half a brain just goes, reject. And he's pulling the trigger for all these teams offering the Mariners trades, and the Mariners are like, oh, sounds good, because we don't know anything about baseball.
Yeah. We're retarded.
Yeah. Waiting for somebody to send us a six-pack of beer and a John Kruk rookie card for Julio Rodriguez, because that's probably what's next.
Oh, probably. I mean, and they got rid of Razor Ramon. I liked him.
Yeah. And Castillo, like, I can't even fucking talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
2 years ago, I'm like, oh, my God, we're putting a team together. Like, I know we're not going to be good this year, and then we went to the playoffs anyways, but I'm like, it's exciting. We're going to watch these young kids come up. You know, we've got, it reminded me of the days when, you know, Boone was coming up and we already had kind of Griffey, and then they got rid of Seager, and they got rid of, the guy that went to the Jets, starts with an H. I keep wanting to say Herringer. It's not Herringer.
Haniger.
We got rid of Haniger, like our couple of, you know, sweet vets we had. Gone. I'm so fucking flustered with that.
Oh, it's insane.
So fucking flustered with that.
And it's interesting to watch. I mean, it's just, you did so, I mean, not great last year, because I mean, you missed out by the playoffs again, but I mean, you were fighting all the way to the end.
Yeah.
And then you, like, just get rid of everybody.
Yeah. With the roster we had, really, it was picking up a couple pitchers, and they could have had Snell and added it. You know, he's the one who wants to come here. You know, possibly the rumor was out there, at least initially, with Shohei Ohtani. You pick him up this year, you get a hitter, and then next year when he's healthy again, you'll get a hitter and a pitcher, and nothing.
No.
Fucking crickets.
No.
It's
like, it's almost like they're trying to do, you know, do a fire sale like Oakland did so they can move.
It reminds me of the old Seahawks owner that did that and started drafting guys like fucking Dan McGuire and all this bullshit to fucking pack the bags, and I think they were going to move us to Baltimore before Paul Allen came in and bought the team.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people remember that.
They, like, had their trucks loaded.
Yeah.
They were gone.
Yeah. All the shit. They're in, that was back when our training facility was in Kirkland.
Mm-hmm.
There was 20 semi-trucks there. Everything was fucking loaded.
They had semi-trucks in front of the training center, and they were gone. They were leaving.
Yeah. No, I remember it.
No, I do. Yeah. And then Paul Allen stepped in and said, nope.
I mean, might as well send the Mariners to fucking Oakland the way this shit's going.
Yeah. No shit.
Host a World Baseball Classic game every 4 years and call it good.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Well, I don't know if you saw on our Facebook page, but I wished you a happy birthday.
I did see that. Thank you.
So, I don't know if anybody else saw it, but it was your birthday Saturday?
Yep.
You're making me do math. I know it's the second. Yeah. What day is today? Yeah. Today's the fifth. I know that because it's my nephew's birthday.
Yeah, it was Saturday.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it was good.
Good.
I went to Florida, and Florida's moist, very moist.
Yeah.
I just have to say, because I know how much you love it. But it's one of those things that, like, everyone talks about how humid Houston is, and they're like, oh, you should be fine. You'll be used to it. And it's like, no. Florida is so much more humid than Houston. It's horrible. But I went there, did a Spartan race, had a blast, stayed just, you know, the night, and then flew back Sunday. Amber gave me a treadmill for my birthday, which is one of the things that I wanted. So got to get spent yesterday putting the gym back together. So
yeah, I saw some of the progress pictures there.
Yep.
Good.
Got the bikes hanging up. Got a little bit of the floor done. Just got to get, like, the hard part is, because everything's in there, is moving things around while I put the floor tile down.
Yeah.
The floor mat or mats anyway.
Yeah, maybe unpack all your shit first. You know, you bought the house.
Yeah.
Do I sound like your wife yet, sir?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, the problem was, is when we got here, everything went in the garage. So it's been unpack everything out of the garage into the house. So.
Yeah.
And that's, we finally got to that point. So because there's some things we had to buy, like the guest room's all set up now. Pretty much everything's out of the garage and into the house now and put up. So.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. You're home then.
Yes.
Good. Yes. Good.
Definitely.
Have you ever been to Chicago?
No.
So that's where I was last week. And.
And it was amazing.
Right from the start, I'll be completely upfront and honest with you. One of the most beautiful big cities I've ever been in my life.
That's cool.
Absolutely gorgeous. Fucking clean. Like, I wasn't expecting it to be as bad as Seattle. Right? There's not even a good part of Seattle anymore. All of Seattle is just tents and gross and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Not one tent. I saw one homeless person on Friday when I was leaving. She walked into the revolving doors of our hotel. The door guy said, nope, I don't think so. And just kept the door spinning and walked her out.
Wow.
And I was like, oh. Food, tremendous. We went to a German restaurant the first night. Awesome. We I had to have Chicago deep dish. Went to, they called it a Chicago stable. I don't know, but it was called Gino's. And went and had the deep dish pizza. Fantastic. We went to a Jewish deli, kind of like Katz or Carnegie Hall or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
No clue. Like, we walk in, and it's basically grab a tray, but you're looking at the menu, and it's just fucking tons of shit, and we had no clue what the fuck we were doing. And I may have profiled, I'll be honest with you, a gentleman walked in a little bit after us as we're kind of sitting there lost. And he's like, oh, this the back of the line? And we're like, yeah, but please go ahead of us. And we'll just say he looked Jewish. And I was like, you look like you've done this before. And he goes, oh, yeah. I'm like, sweet. Walk us through it. And he did. And we ended up getting basically the exact same thing he got. You know, phenomenal food. Phenomenal food. However, I didn't see any guns. No guns. But I did see violence. Not once, but twice.
That's not good.
I can land, get to the hotel, take an hour or so to get cleaned up and whatnot. And I met the monster guy down in the lobby, and we're walked to dinner. And we're walking, maybe been out on the street 10 minutes. Dude walks up out of the subway, mugs a girl 3 feet from me. And it happened so fucking quick. I literally turned, like, to look what was going on. It took a second because I kind of thought that they knew each other and were fucking around.
Yeah.
And then the scream went more from stop it, stop it, stop it, to oh my God. And I took a couple steps toward, I was going to go grab the dude. And by the time I took a couple steps, the lady's phone went in the air. The mugger took off running, and she took off running after him. I turned back around, and the guy I was with is probably a half block down the road. He never fucking stopped walking. I'm like, wow. What the fuck? He's like, yeah, Chicago. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, Chicago.
And
wow.
So then Thursday night, I'm the only one left in town. Everybody else went home. And I was in the theater district of Chicago. And mm-hmm. The theater right next to our hotel was playing Hamilton.
No.
And I was like, well, fuck it, man. I wanted to go. So let's see. Tuesday night was the Kraken were there. And I offered the guy that I was with to buy tickets. And I, you know, let's go to the hockey game. Oh, I don't. That's going to be a late night. I'm like, it's going to be 10 o'clock. Like, what the fuck? You know, the next night, Chris Tucker was playing. A block from our hotel, $30 yeah. tickets. I offered to buy those. He's like, oh, that's going to be a late night. So finally, when I was there by myself, I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to go see Hamilton. So I'm sitting at my desk in my room, and I'm working on a little work stuff first, and all of a sudden, I hear some commotion. I look outside. There's 30 or 40 dudes brawling right in front of the fucking theater. Like, a group of girls all around them videotaping. Like 15 guys on top of one just fucking kicking and pummeling. And the next thing you know, the girls are all fighting each other and pulling hair and fucking. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm just going to stay in and watch the Seahawks game tonight. Like, I'm by myself, you know.
Wow.
But other than that.
You know how to throw down, huh?
I mean, yeah. The city was super clean, though. I mean, really gorgeous fucking city. I mean, I didn't see fucking heroin needles on the ground. I didn't see one piece of foil. I, like, fucking nothing. I didn't see any human feces. It looked like a street sweeper came through there every fucking day. But like I said, the violence, every time I talk to Tosh, all of a sudden she goes, what's that? I'm like, police, I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm in my room.
In my room, there's something going on. Don't know.
But she could hear it every single time I talked to her.
Wow.
And then that brings up, you know, you were bitching about it being cold up here. So Tuesday, day one, we did 8 stores in downtown Chicago. I never got in a car. My mileage thing on my phone picked up my walking. I walked 8.2 miles.
Nice.
19 degrees with a wind chill of 7. Fucking cold.
That sounds cold.
I got back to the hotel and my lips were bleeding from being chapped and frozen and.
Yeah. No thanks.
Yeah. It was fucking cold. And I was like, we're not driving. He goes, well, we got to pay for parking at every store. Monster reimburses that, like, yeah, but I don't want to take my car out of the garage here. And oh, are you fucking kidding me? Now, we did walk over the river that they dyed green for St. Patrick's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that. I was super bummed. I didn't get to see any of the touristy. I didn't get to see. I saw the Sears Tower from afar, but I didn't get to see the United Center. I wanted to go check out Wrigley, even if it was from the outside.
Yeah.
You know, I did see the new Soldier Field or where the Bears play. Like, we drove past that coming from the airport. But, yeah, all in all, pretty good trip. Southwest Airlines fucking sucks, but what'd you guys fly when you came up here?
When we went up to Alaska.
Okay.
See, Amber typically, normally she loves Southwest because they're cheap. But I hate the freaking, like, if you don't call on, like, whatever, like, check in immediately when you at the 24-hour mark or whatever it is, so you get a good whatever, your seating sucks because it's just first come, first serve. And I hate that. But then it's even, some of the others are worse. Like when I flew to Florida, it was Frontier. And I'll never do that again because I had a carry. I had, you're allowed a personal item and that's it. And like my little backpack was barely small enough to be considered a personal item. If it was any bigger, I would have had to pay for a bag, you know, to a carry on. You have to pay for the carry on. But it was the cost of the like one check bag was more than the fucking ticket.
Holy shit.
Well, it was like $99 for the like each way or something like that. And then the check bag was like 110.
Huh. So when we book flights through work, we use this app called Concur, and it brings up flights from all different, you know, Alaska, United, Delta, blah, 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 blah. But I'm not sure it brings up every flight, right? It just gives you pick the date and in between times you want to leave. And Southwest was the only one that had straight through. Now, because I'm not a Southwest member and blah, 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 I did check in late. I was in group C, the last fucking group.
No, you're screwed.
On a full flight, because it was the Monday after Thanksgiving, I get on the plane, and
sit on someone's lap.
No, not quite. But I think I was the second group in group C. So yeah. There were still a lot of groups behind me, because I think they go 1 through 5, 6 through 10, so on and so forth, up to 60. So I'm in the second group of group C, and I walk on, and there's a seat in the front row open. And I asked the stewardess, I was like, oh, is this seat available? I didn't know if they were saving it for one of the wheelchair patients, or not patients, yeah. But customers or whatever. And she goes, yeah, that seat's good, except you have to take your personal bag and go find a above storage bin because the front row doesn't have under the seat storage.
Yeah.
Okay. So I walk down, I find a spot, I put my backpack, I put my suitcase up right above the seat, but there was only room for one bag, so then I walk my backpack down, midway down the plane, and I put it up, and I turn around to go back to the seat, and everybody else is coming on the plane. So the other stewardess calls me to the back and goes, ah, just come back here and stand, and when everybody gets on, you'll go up to your seat. And I was like, okay. Well, there's another guy waiting there, and we both walk up front together. That seat was saved for him. It was his mom and aunt. And he had to do the same thing. So I literally get the last seat on the fucking plane.
Oh.
Yeah. And had to walk forward to get one bag and backwards to get another bag. Just absolute bullshit. So I was like, fuck that. I'm paying the $29 to upgrade on the next one where you're supposed to get A1 through 15.
Yeah.
Not me, man. I got A38 because I checked in 2 hours after check-in time.
They said you have to do it. Like Amber sets an alarm.
I paid the extra money. Now that flight, the flight home, the flight itself, or I should say the seating wasn't bad. There was 60 open seats or something. It was basically two people to a row the whole way.
Yeah.
So that was fine, but the plane that landed that was supposed to empty and then we were supposed to get on fucked up the wheel on landing, so then we were delayed, And after about an hour delay, they finally come on and go, yeah, we're not fixing this fucking plane. Everybody needs to go from Concourse A to Concourse B and get on that plane. Hoofed it down there. We get on the plane, and they're like, oh, because we're late, all the scheduled flights are around us, and we can't get out right now. Fuck. So another hour delay. Then when we land, an hour on the fucking tarmac, because all the on-time scheduled flights were in the different terminals. And so we had to just sit on the tarmac and wait for one to open for us. Yeah, fucking stupid.
That sounds stupid. So yeah, and that was the thing was, like, Frontier, I kind of got lucky, but not really. On the flight there to Florida, it was a full flight. But for whatever reason, I got upgraded. Which, on a Frontier flight, upgraded just means I got moved closer to the front.
Yeah.
But then I went from a window seat to a freaking middle seat. And I'm like, well, thanks for that shit. And then on the way back, it wasn't a full flight, but it was too many people had bought the cheap seats in the back. So they had to move like 13 of us up front to like weigh the plane out.
Yeah, I'd rather be in the back on a window than up front in the middle.
Yeah, so I ended up on the way back. I ended up up front, but I ended up up front in the window. So,
yeah. Now, I guess maybe what's the time from Houston to Florida?
It's about two-ish hours.
Oh, okay,
a little over 2 hours.
That's not too bad, I guess. I mean, middle might be okay, but yeah, it was.
Well,
a joke.
What sucked is the middle because it was in the middle. One, we were late. The flight didn't take off on time. We didn't take off till almost 9 o'clock at night, and I was supposed to be like six. So I'm tired. I hadn't slept well the night before because my stomach was just messed up for some reason. So I didn't get a lot of sleep. And the Seahawks game was the night before. So I went to sleep late, and then, so I couldn't nap. I couldn't do anything because the middle seat, there was nowhere to like tilt my head without putting on some random lady that was next to me. So, so all I could do was pretty much like lean forward, and then every time you hit a bump, you're like, like banging your head on the front seat.
Yeah, so. And we had a super bumpy flight on the way home. It was Seattle weather in Chicago the day I left. It was like 45 and rainy, and that's what I came home to, was about that same exact fucking weather. So getting up above the clouds fucking sucked, and then coming back in fucking sucked. And I don't fly well the way it is. And that particular flight, I was sitting on the wing. So I could literally look out, and I'm seeing the fucking jets get red as we're landing. I'm like, no, I don't like this. Fuck that. Yeah. Nope. Not for me, man. But all in all, I would recommend Chicago. Well, we'll end with that. But I would definitely recommend Chicago.
Might have to try it out someday.
Now, I've heard the South Side, which we did not go to, is a fucking train wreck. Sounds like the South Side's a lot more Seattle-like. But where we were at, and then walking through the North End and all that shit, it was gorgeous.
Yeah. Yeah, I might have to go check it out sometime.
So, and it's the fucking, what is it? Somebody said Superior, and somebody said it's Lake Michigan. I don't know which one it is.
There's a lake there, though.
But one of the Great Lakes butts right up against it. And we drove that one day going up into the suburbs to work, and it kind of reminded me of being on, like, the 101, like, down the California coastline, which was...
I could see that.
Which was real gorgeous, you know.
Because I think a lot of people don't realize how big those lakes are.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Yeah, I've been to the one that's in Minnesota because my buddy had a cabin up in Duluth that wasn't too far from the Great Lake. But I can't Erie, I know, is New York. And Michigan, I'm assuming, is Michigan, but I don't know how big it is and far down it comes. And
yeah, I don't know.
So
I'm not good at geography.
Yeah. It doesn't matter to me. It's a big body of fucking water.
Mm-hmm.
As long as it's not cold. The Arctic Sea, I don't care. I figure if it's the Arctic Sea, I've gone way too fucking far. That I'm not in the right fucking place.
No.
So.
No, not at all.
But, yeah. And so that's why we missed last week, because I was out there doing that shit. But, you know, it is what it is. Good time. Holidays were good. We all did good. I saw you recommended me for loving Christmas movies.
Yeah.
I didn't. Silas didn't. I don't think Silas likes me, but that's, you know.
I don't think Silas likes anyone that doesn't like think like he does. Exactly like he does.
Yeah. So nothing came of that. But speaking of Christmas movies, first off, congratulations to Macaulay Culkin getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
No, I didn't see that. That's awesome.
And Catherine O'Hare, the mom from Home Alone, did kind of the induction speech or whatever you want to call it, which was really cool. And his speech was really cool. The wife didn't realize, and I don't know if you did, that do you know who Brenda Song is? Probably not, because your kids are a little older.
It sounds familiar, but
she was a Disney Channel girl, but her main claim to fame on that was Sweet Life on Deck, or Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, or Sweet Life on Deck, one of those ones.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Macaulay's wife, and they have two kids together, and, you know.
Yeah.
So a lot of that was super cool. So.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah, I know her. Because Zoe, one of the kids watched, like, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yeah. And then she was on. She was on New Girl, I think. As, like, Winston's booty call. But, no, that was cool. And really glad to kind of see him get his, you know, that kid with his family and all the messed up shit. And, you know, kind of had it rough and was definitely veering off into a path that we thought would have ended very badly.
Yeah, I know Ben knows him because he I guess there's some YouTubers or something they watch that Macaulay Culkin just randomly shows up on their YouTube channel all the time.
Oh, okay.
So.
I mean, my favorite Macaulay Culkin role is fucking, have you ever seen the movie Saved?
No.
Go watch Saved.
I'm going to have to go watch it.
It's probably not a, it's somewhere between kind of a teenage chick flick to all of a sudden it gets a little dark, but it's well worth it. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I'll have to look at that one.
But, and then out on Amazon Prime right now is Eddie Murphy's new Christmas movie.
I've seen the ads for that.
I will be watching. I think we're watching it tomorrow night because I don't know what's going on with my nephew's birthday tonight. But it's called Candy Cane Lane. Eddie Murphy. What worries me is Prime doesn't seem to put out the best originals. So I'm a little concerned with that. And the last,
I'd be a little concerned, but I mean it's still Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, but Coming to America,
his last few Eddie Murphys haven't been that good.
And they were Prime originals.
Yeah.
Coming to America 2, and, you know.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know what to think, but.
No, we'll have to watch and find out.
Yeah. So. All in all, pretty good week, though. Pretty good 2 weeks, I guess. Not a week.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
Yeah. You, so Christmas stuff, I got you something. I got a few more things I need to get, but I got you something. I don't know if I'm going to have time to finish it and get it mailed to you before Christmas. So we may have to pick that week, maybe between Christmas, New Year's, just to make sure we're all.
It might have to be the week after that because I'm in Palm Springs that week.
Oh, so you mean I get to extend Christmas even longer?
You do.
I'm really, really soaking it up this year because we're going to do our Bunko party the week after because we were so late getting it planned. So we're going to do that the Friday before New Year's. So then I got to go one more week? All right.
I guess. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I can. I got everything all set up for. I got most stuff. I think everything I'm going to get used. So. But.
I got this thing. And it just needs some reworking, if you will. But I think it's really cool. So. I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Sounds cool.
So. We'll see how it goes. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll figure out some more definitive plans on that one, but we'll see how that's going to work out. But it will happen, and that'll probably be an episode we press the old record button because I'm told I have to.
I want to record because I want to see your reaction at least one of them.
You can't see it right now?
Well, no, I can, but I want the audience to see it.
We'll record it like this.
There we go. That's what, because you definitely have the face for you know, like radio. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have a face for the internet.
No, you have a face for radio.
I probably have a face for fucking memes and shit. I'm surprised I'm not in those awkward family photo ones or whatever.
It's just random pictures of you.
Or what do you meme? One final thing. I'm looking at it right now. We've been hiding the Christmas presents out here because there's more space out here than in our bedroom to do so. And we were out shopping last weekend, and I found this board game, and it's called Monkey See, Monkey Poo. And it's got, like, Play-Doh poo that you put in a monkey's hand, and you're flinging it at shit, knocking it off whatever this stand is, you know. And I looked at it, and I was like, oh, I got to get this for Toby. And Tosh's like, are you fucking kidding me? She's like, that's gross, like... A long time ago, I bought the girl's Gooey Louie, where you're pulling the boogers out of his nose.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm like, I got to get it for Toby. Well, I ended up buying it, and then we went to Candy Cane Lane the Friday after Thanksgiving, or Snowflake Lane.
Yeah.
And we parked in the back part of the mall, and you got to walk through the mall to get up to, you know, the main drag there where the parade goes. And we walked through Macy's. And I forgot Macy's has little Toys R Us's in them.
Mm-hmm.
And we walked right by it, and Toby sees that game, and he's like, can I add this to my Christmas list? I'm like, you can't, buddy. Like, we already started Christmas shopping. Like, you know. Oh, man, I really
want it. Already mailed it to Santa.
So that might be when I have to videotape on Christmas morning.
Oh, yeah. Him playing with that thing, that'll be good.
Yeah. So.
Nice.
All right. Well, guys, it's been fun.
It has been.
So with all that being said, remember to be excellent to each other.
Hug the ones you love.
And we'll see you next week.
See you later.